Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
A small Washington agency, the Commodity Futures Trading Commission, is making Wall Street nervous. The CFTC is in the middle of writing new rules to govern financial instruments like derivatives, and this time they might actually get it right. 12 years ago, the agency, under a lawyer named Brooksley Bourne, tried to warn about the dangers of these derivatives. She was told by Treasury Secretaries Robert Rubin and Larry Summers, Federal Reserve Chair Alan Greenspan, and Arthur Levitt, chair of the SEC under President Clinton, that she was above her head, flat out wrong. The Wall Street Journal wrote, "The nation's top regulators wish Brooksley Bourne would just shut up." Only one of those people has expressed regret. Here's Arthur Levitt on a Frontline documentary about Brooksley Bourne.
I've come to know her as one of the most capable, dedicated, intelligent, and committed public servants that I have ever come to know. I wish I knew her better in Washington. I could have done much better. I could have made a difference.
Brooksley Bourne could have made a difference. Michael Greenberger was Brooksley Bourne's colleague from those days. He's now professor of law at the University of Maryland. And Michael, these derivatives that you and she were looking at back then, they're the contracts betting on the future value of something like wheat. They've been around. And as we know, they suddenly surfaced as bundled mortgages. What did Brooksley see in this new huge market that bothered her?
Well, from the market that we were able to regulate under existing law, which is what I think the public generally views the Commodity Futures Trading Commission is doing, is regulating farm products, energy products, metals, and the various instruments that either hedge commercial risk or bet on the future direction. We knew that without a regulatory format, that market would be filled with corruption, manipulation, fraud, and unregulated could lead to very serious systemic problems where people would make commitments to do something, and then when the time came to pay their bet or deliver the food or whatever, they didn't have it, they didn't have the capital, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, it was a market that was completely dark, and that's what made her suspicious. In other words, she wanted transparency. Let's see what's going on here. And you and she also wanted to, as you say, have more money, more capitalization there, so if things did fail, somebody could pay for it. And at first, she tried to get these banks to regulate voluntarily, and then the call comes from then-Deputy Secretary of the Treasury, Larry Summers. You walked in and saw her right after the call. You have a description of her face, but what did he say to her?
Well, I did walk in as she was hanging up, and the blood had drained from her face, and she turned to me and said, "That was Larry Summers. He was screaming at me, and he told me he had 13 big bankers in his office, and they have assured him that if Brooksley tried to regulate this market, it would cause the worst financial crisis since the end of World War II.
Well, she's not intimidated. She decides to release a paper outlining what she wants to do, but then there's another big meeting with Robert Rubin and Alan Greenspan. She's read the Riot Act again. She still goes ahead and releases this paper. She's excoriated. Hearings are held in Congress. Republicans take to the floor and call her a rogue regulator. And the idea is defeated. After the crisis, Frontline did a documentary about Brooksley Bourne. Here was her reaction to seeing, you know, years later, her predictions of what would happen come true.
It was my worst nightmare coming true. Nobody really knew what was going on in the market. The toxic assets of many of our biggest banks are over-the-counter derivatives and caused the economic downturn that made us lose our savings, lose our jobs, lose our homes. It was very frightening.
Michael Greenberger, you were there when she tried to blow this whistle on this. Obviously, you've seen what's happened since. Have you ever seen anything like it? Someone try so hard to regulate something in Washington and fail?
No, I've never seen anything like it. And while you've painted the picture quite correctly, being in the middle of the fight, she really had not a single ally, not in the Clinton administration, not in the banking regulators, and not in Congress. In fact, the ultimate insult was in December of 2000, led by Senator Phil Graham of Texas, Congress, with only 4 votes in dissent of the 535 members, voted to completely deregulate this market and give the government no ability to ensure that there was adequate capital, transparency, or no fraud and manipulation.
Well, as to whether or not things are going to change now, here's Brooksley Bourne speaking last year. She rarely speaks, but she received the Profile in Courage Award at the John F. Kennedy Library. Let's listen.
Special interests in the financial services industry are beginning to advocate a return to business as usual and to argue against the need for any serious reform. We have to muster the political will to overcome these special interests. If we fail now to take the remedial steps to close the regulatory gap, we will be haunted by our failure for years to come.
Michael Greenberger, as we said, her former agency, the Commodity Futures Trading Commission, is working on new rules. Do you think there will be transparency, capitalization?
Well, first of all, it's been vastly underreported, but when Congress passed the Dodd-Frank bill in July, they did exactly what Brooksley wanted them to do. The problem now is it's in the hands of the SEC and the CFTC to do this. Everything that Wall Street lost in the legislative process, they're trying to gain back through lobbying and high-priced lawyers in the administrative process. So the fight that Brooksley articulated back in April of 2009 goes on. I just hope the public is aware of it and makes their voices felt.
Well, and one last thing. You know, this is a woman who all along was a woman ahead of her time, dismissed at Stanford, dismissed all along the way in her career because she was a woman. She did excoriate Alan Greenspan during the Angelides Commission investigation into the collapse, telling him, you failed. But why hasn't she written the book? Why isn't she saying, I told you so?
Well, she's, first of all, while she may have been dismissed in some quarters when she, before she became chair of the CFTC, she was one of the nation's leading litigators. It was just she wasn't known in the financial services market. And secondly, the answer to your question, she's a very modest person, very quiet in personality as opposed to deep intelligence, and it's just not her way of doing business.
Michael Greenberger, professor of law and director for the Center for Health and Homeland Security at the University of Maryland. And by the way, to learn more about Brooksley Bourne, we'll have a story at our website, but also read Griftopia, go see the documentary Inside Job. I mean, Michael, just a couple seconds, but she's getting her due now.
No two ways about it, and I'm very pleased.
Thanks so much.
Bye.